The conversion of the former Larkin Terminal building into Class A office space in 2002 is still reaping rewards. The old industrial area around Seneca, Exchange, and Smith Streets, just off the I-190 downtown, dates back to 1827, when it was known as the Hydraulics. Howard Zemsky is Larkin Development's managing partner.
Not only have we not really taken advantage of any incentives, we've actually, with the help particularly of First Niagara, invested in the public infrastructure down here. These streets have been completely redone, primarily on private dollars, frankly. So we had a vision for this district. We did a lot of planning, and we put our money where our mouth is.
Flying Bison's new brewery is scheduled to open in July, just a few blocks down Seneca from the Larkin building. Zemsky says it's a sign of critical mass.
You know, Flying Bison, they looked all over the place, right, at sites. I mean, they looked at like 15, maybe 25 different possible sites, and you know, they came here of their own accord. It wasn't because of special incentives, or I think it's, they saw this as an emerging, you know, neighborhood the way we see it. And so it's good. It just keeps, you know, one thing builds on the other, and it just keeps, you know, accumulating.
Tomorrow, developers are scheduled to review drawings with Buffalo's planning board for the renovation of 550 Seneca Street. Plans for the 100-year-old complex include more than two dozen upscale apartments with indoor parking. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.